welcome to the ICIF Americas podcast. I'm your host, Anna Mathern, and joining me today are our ethanol experts in the U.S. and Europe, Alex Snodgrass and Nazif Nazmal. Welcome to the podcast. Well, the big topic on everyone's mind right now is the recent winter storm in the U.S. that hit Texas really hard. So, Alex, can you start us off with how that impacted U.S. ethanol, if at all?
Yeah, so what we saw now 2 weeks ago was a lot of ethanol producers started lowering their production rates. So that way they were kind of able to sell any natural gas that they had onto the spot market just due to the shortage of natural gas power here in Texas, as well as kind of taking advantage of an elevated spot market pricing for the product. We saw a lot of logistics delays, especially when it came to rail. A lot of rail lines had completely shut down or started slowing their shipments. Even today, we're seeing a lot of rail embargoes on product, and a lot of the extreme cold that came with the storm that was in like the plains in the Midwest seems to have impacted production in that region as well.
And how are supply and demand looking as we head into the spring?
So producers were starting to prepare for the spring driving season, which is expected to be better than 2020 as we're kind of starting to make our way out of the pandemic, although it's going to remain below 2019. The EIA numbers last week showed the largest week-on-week drop in ethanol production. It was about 28% lower week-on-week due to the cold seen across the U.S., which is also going to impact things. A lot of drivers were kind of off the roads, and then as damage struck Texas, and that forced one of the largest demand centers in the U.S. off the roads, but things should start recovering here soon.
And from my understanding, corn prices are high right now. How is that factoring in?
Yeah, so corn prices have been at or around about 7-year highs for the past few weeks due to the USDA reporting that like global corn and soybean stockpiles and harvests are going to be a lot lower than initially expected. And so that kind of sent farmers and buyers into a frenzy. And that's likely to pressure the feedstock costs for both fuel and industrial ethanol markets. Although fuel prices can rise a lot more quickly than industrial to offset any extreme feedstock fluctuations, fuel prices have been steadily rising as of late due to the rising corn prices. And we saw kind of even a more significant jump last week due to the impacts from the storm. And they've been hanging around about multi-year highs despite weaker than usual demand. While demand for 190 proof industrial ethanol has been falling some lately, although elevated corn prices are putting a floor on how far these prices can fall, 200 proof remains strong, and that's typically your sanitizer grade ethanol and is expected to be above 2019 levels for some time, although the increased vaccination numbers will dampen that some, especially now that the U.S. just approved a third vaccine to be deployed.
Yeah, definitely sounds like something we'll keep an eye on, and I'm sure you'll be updating us on as well. So thanks, Alex, for that update. And turning to you, Nazif, what's happening in the European fuel ethanol market?
It's a very interesting situation that the fuel ethanol market finds itself as we start March, Anna, because the market has been in lockdown since Q4, essentially, across the major markets, Germany, France, Netherlands, Eastern Europe, Scandinavian countries, all these countries that have E10 or basically fuel ethanol use over there. So demand is very low right now because of the ongoing lockdowns. But what's interesting right now is because there's a lot of optimism with the current vaccination programs being rolled across Europe, and that we might see demand springing back later as we kind of approach the peak summer driving season. So the paper market values are actually in contango, and we're seeing fuel ethanol spot prices converging into those paper market values as we move on. So spot prices are actually increasing. They've been on a rise since February. And that's interesting because the demand isn't really there. The market is balanced to long, I would say. There's, you know, a lot, still we get imports coming in from South America, from Peru, from Guatemala. And so, and also on top of that, local production is still under quite a lot of pressure. You know, feedstock prices are still high. We had a really bad sugar beet harvest in France, particularly. So producers are facing squeezed margins across the board. So there's a lot of talks actually that producers might reduce production levels from March. Remains to be seen what happens over there. But for now, spot prices are on the rise, and there is market expectations that Q2 will be more of a transitionary phase as kind of Europe sorts out what happens with the vaccination programs. And Q3 is actually by when we might actually see some normality in terms of demand and supply dynamics.
Yeah, it seems that for a lot of markets, Q2 is looking to be, like you said, that transitionary phase, and Q3 seeing a bit more more solid recovery efforts there.
Absolutely.
So what about the traditional ethanol market? What's going on there?
It's kind of finds itself in a similar transitionary phase as well. Let's start with Industrial 99. It saw all sorts of mayhem kick off in 2020 because you had all this hand sanitizer and disinfectants demand. So prices skyrocketed. There wasn't enough availability. And then later in Q4, when the second round of lockdowns were implemented in Europe, what happened was that people had enough stocks of Industrial 99 produced hand sanitizer and disinfectants. So demand from those sectors actually started to drop. And that's where we're at right now. The market is fairly balanced. You know, it's the buying frenzy that we saw in 2020 isn't really there anymore. You had a screen wash, which particularly enjoys pretty good demand during the winter months. It's not really there anymore because spring is around the corner, hopefully, a nice, sunny, warm spring. But it's still, we're not having those cold, extreme temperatures that were present in Europe a few weeks ago. So that screen wash demand is gone. Your hand sanitizer and disinfectants demand is not that strong anymore because of existing inventories. So Industrial 99 markets are fairly balanced, and you still have imports. I say imports, but it's materials supplied from Hungary, Eastern Europe, Central Eastern Europe, and so that is adding to the supply situation in Europe. So it's a fairly balanced market, I would say. But each countries have their own intricacies. Germany gets a lot of materials from Hungary, for example, whereas the UK, we're having our own Brexit-related paperwork issues. So a lot of materials are being held up in customs and stuff like that while they sort of paperwork hurdles. France, as I mentioned, had a bad sugar beet harvest. So they're expecting some sort of supply crunch maybe materializing later this year. Let's see what happens. Italy as well gets their material from Hungary, but still fairly balanced right now. But we'll see what happens when demand actually picks up later in the year. And it all depends on how these industrial end sectors do later. So your printing ink, your coatings, all those sectors are down right now. It's really industrial 99 demand is really being driven by disinfectants right now, I would say. So that's Industrial 99. And under the traditional ethanol, we also cover Beverage 96. And, you know, Beverage 96 usually sees its peak demand in the winter festivities or Christmas holidays. We obviously saw very strong demand during that. But ever since then, it hasn't been that strong, you know, like we lost our sales from all those hospitality avenues, your bars, your restaurants, your clubs, you know, your ski resorts and stuff like that. But, you know, online sales have been strong. Sales in supermarkets have been strong. And I think, I mean, I don't know about you, but I think I kept the alcohol sales afloat in the UK single-handedly for most of 2020. So a lot of people have been buying alcohol from
A lot of people across many countries kept that up, right?
Absolutely. And that's actually, like, seriously, that's actually been one of the key factors keeping the Beverage 96 market afloat. Because even though you have these all these avenues closed and all these potential sales lost, ski resorts, you know, your clubs, restaurants, bars, you still have an option to go and purchase your favorite drink online or go to the supermarket and enjoy a tipple. So, but moving ahead, maybe things will improve once the vaccination programs are kind of rolled out, and maybe bars and restaurants will slowly start to open up gradually across Europe. And that's when demand for Beverage 96 might potentially go up as well later this year.
Yeah, well, I know everyone's anxiously awaiting the reopening of those, and not just the ethanol suppliers there. So thank you, Alex and Aziz, for joining me on this podcast and updating our listeners on the ethanol market. After the crazy beginning to 2020 that ethanol had, it's good to know where things are at now. I know you two will keep us posted on ethanol changes in the weeks to come through our news site. And to all of our listeners, thanks for tuning in, and be sure to check out ICIS.com for the latest info. If you don't already know, you can now listen to all of our podcasts on Spotify simply by searching ICIS Chemical Update and giving us a follow. Stay safe out there.